Third point, the sinner afflicts God. The sinner insults God, he dishonors God, and fills the heart of God with grief and bitterness. There is nothing more galling than to be treated with ingratitude by a person tenderly loved and highly favored. Whom does the sinner assail? He insults a God who has created him and has loved him so as to give his blood and his life for his salvation. And by committing mortal sin, he banishes God from his heart. God comes to dwell in the soul that loves him. If anyone love me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will make our abode with him. Mark the words, we will make our abode with him. God comes to dwell forever in the soul. He never departs from it unless he is driven away. According to the Council of Trent, quote, he deserts not the soul unless he is deserted, unquote. But, O Lord, thou knowest that the ungrateful sinner will, in a few moments, banish thee. Why dost thou not instantly depart from him? Wilt thou wait until he expels thee? Abandon him. Depart from him before he offers thee this great insult. No, says the Lord, I will not depart until he himself chases me away. Then, in consenting to sin, the soul says to God, Lord, depart from me. The wicked, says Job, have said to God, depart from us. The sinner, according to Saint Gregory, says the same not in words but by acts. The sinner knows that God cannot dwell with sin. In yielding to sin, he sees that God must depart. Hence, by his conduct, he says to God, since thou canst not remain in me along with my sin, depart, farewell. And through the very door by which God leaves the soul, the devil enters. Then he goeth and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. In baptizing an infant, the priest commands the devil to depart. Quote, go out from him, unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Ghost, unquote. Yes, for the soul, by receiving the grace of God, becomes his temple. Know ye not, says St. Paul, that you are the temple of God? But in consenting to sin, man does the very contrary. He says to God, who is in his soul, quote, go out from me, O Lord, make room for the devil, unquote. Of this the Lord complained to Saint Bridget, saying that he is treated by the sinner as a king expelled from his throne. Quote, I am like a monarch banished from his own dominions, and in my place the worst of plunderers is chosen, unquote. What pain should you feel if you received a grievous insult from a person on whom you had lavished favors? This is the pain which you have given to your God, who laid down his life for your salvation. The Lord calls heaven and earth to pity him on account of the ingratitude of sinners. Hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth. I have brought up children and exalted them, but they have despised me. In a word, by their iniquities, sinners afflict the heart of God. But they provoked to wrath and afflicted the spirit of the Holy One. God is not susceptible of pain, but were he capable of sorrow, a single mortal sin should, as Father Medina teaches, be sufficient to make him die through pure grief. Quote, mortal sin would, were it possible, destroy God himself, because it would be the cause of infinite sadness in God, unquote. Thus, as Saint Bernard says, quote, sin, as far as in it lies, destroys God, unquote. In committing mortal sin, the sinner, as it were, gives poison to God and does all in his power to deprive him of life. The sinner, says David, hath provoked the Lord. And according to St. Paul, he tramples on the Son of God. For he despises all that Jesus Christ has done and suffered in order to take away the sins of the world.